Every country needs leadership to represent the people and plan the direction. So now comes a time for candid reflection. The 2016 Ugandan election. Votes will be cast for local MPs and those in the presidential candidate section. Different parties, personalities and promises. So come, let's scan the selection. We start with the incumbent, Yoweri Museveni, leader of the National Resistance Movement. He seized power back in 86, and since then, the country's witnessed improvement. It's often said that national security is a key component in the strength of his game. But voices of opposition tend to question the legitimacy in the length of his reign. One such voice is that of Amaman Mbabazi, Museveni's very own former prime minister. Since his dismissal from office by the president, the atmosphere between the two is borderline sinister. It was widely believed Mbabazi lost the job because he had his eyes on the presidency too, and in June 2015, the man himself confirmed this was evidently true. Since he announced plans to run against Museveni, much of the NRM has come against him heavily, but many embraced him on a different note. It remains to be seen if he'll split the vote. Now, the founder of the Forum for Democratic Change, Dr. Colonel Chiza Besigye, is standing again. He hopes to build on support from the previous election, since he was a candidate then. Over 35 years in army and parliament means this bid is no random attempt. Besigye has stood in the last three elections. Seems like it's almost a standard event. But no, every election is different, so each campaign must be planned to the end. He claims he's got a vision, and with his proposition, he single-handedly built the biggest opposition. Still, the question remains, is this enough to win the top position? But that's enough about the selection. Reports say that many people doubt the selection because they're expecting more of the same and they're beginning to get bored of this game. Does anybody have a new script to read? Do we ever really see a different breed? People run for parliament, run for the presidency, say they'll run the country at a swifter speed. Every 5 years, everybody starts to run. But who's fit to lead?
Now that we have got Uganda out of so many problems, how can it be that any other group can be entrusted with this duty?
I believe that one can win elections, even with a biased electoral commission.
Unless Ugandans are mad, is that supporting Baba's? Supporting Baba's why?
This is the most important election in a generation. As a people, we must choose between achieving success and true prosperity in the new global economy or nursing a tired nation. Yesterday's story.
Pledging is a god, eh?
Now's the time for candid reflection, to scan the selection for the 2016 Ugandan elections. I hope you're understanding the question. Who's fit to lead? Does anybody have a new script to read? Do we ever really see a different breed? Say they'll run UG at a swifter speed. But who's fit to lead? Who?